Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Keep up the good work.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate that you share your opinion.
Hot Radio Maine.
I super appreciate that they're in line with Marv.
Maine's Hit Music Channel.
We have Sesame Street Live, four-pack of tickets for next week to give away right now. 207-807-1104 is the phone number if you're trying to win some family fun, free entertainment, and your kiddos love Big Bird, Elmo, Cookie Monster, The Count, Bert, Ernie.
Snuffleupagus. Is he still on the show?
Who's the one that somebody said? Rosita?
Rosita. Mm-hmm. There's Abby. Abby Cadabby.
Trying to name as many as possible.
She's newer.
Abby Cadabby?
Yeah.
What's her shtick?
I think she's a fairy.
Oh, am I missing somebody? Cookie Monster. Oh, Oscar the Grouch. How did I forget Oscar the Grouch?
Yeah, him.
That guy. The whole crew. Sesame Street Live. You want to go? 207-807-1104.
Bert and Ernie.
I thought I said Bert and Ernie.
Oh, did you? Sorry. I have a listening problem this week.
I believe they were the first ever television gay couple, right?
Was that confirmed?
I think we all know. So what do you want to do for tickets?
Well, it's a Friday, so Feel Good Friday.
All right, Feel Good Friday. What are you feeling good about on this Friday?
I'm feeling good. I'm still riding the high of seeing Nicki Minaj earlier this week. I have on my merch that I purchased at the show. And I've just been, reminiscing, even though it was only on Monday, that Nicki Minaj is someone that I have listened to since I was 13, 14 years old. When she came out on the stage when the show started, I don't even know what was happening to my body, but my body felt like it was buzzing. Like there was an overall hum. Like I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Like the energy was taking over. And it was a wild moment for me to be like, that's her. I'm in the same room as her. I'm like this far away from her. And I've been listening to her my whole life. Well, half my whole life. It was just a crazy.
Yeah, your whole developed brain life.
It was a crazy phenomenon. And I was like, wow, bucket list concert, like check it off the list. If I were to make a list of people that I must see before I die, she's on that list. So I was very thankful that I got to go and experience that. And also excited that we have a live broadcast tonight.
Oh, yeah, we
do. Don't you forget, rain or shine.
This has been a jam-packed week for me. I will co-sign the Nicki thing. I also understand what you're saying. I'm not going to say starstruck, but I've met a lot of people through radio. I think that was the first time I've ever seen Nicki in person, though.
Really?
And
she's so pretty.
Super pretty. And when she came out, it was kind of like, I don't know.
I know, you get the chills. You're like, wait, that's her?
Yeah. And then she has so many hits. And what I thought was dope is she's got so many hits and usually the opening DJ doesn't play the artist that's about to perform, right?
Right, yeah.
You play all the other songs, but obviously they collabed and he knew what song she wasn't going to perform and played all of those before she goes on. And it was literally like this crazy party beforehand too with, verse after verse after hit from Nicki, which I thought was dope.
Yeah, the people were going crazy for it.
I mean, her
barbs.
You can't sit there and say her catalog is just it's unmatched. It's crazy.
I know. So it was a crazy once in a lifetime. Wow, I can't believe that's her.
Yeah. And
I'm here.
And she was good. And then I know there's back and forth about oh, she didn't sing this part or her mic's not on or that, but her mic was on and she sounds just like the record too.
She does, really.
Even with the vocal inflections and the changes and the accents and all of that, it was impressive. Her crushing the monster verse, you see that and you go, all right.
She's the real deal.
She's the truth. It was so good. But I'm just co-signing that. And then I will say this week has been absolutely crazy. So I'm excited that it's Friday. Good to get live remote going too. We're going to be at the Maine Mariners game. I think this is their last regular season game, but we're a playoff town
now.
Seems
like it because it's late in the season.
Because they're going to the playoffs and Maine Celtics are in the finals. So playoff city, hopefully turns to
sports.
Championships city over here in Portland. So I'm feeling good about that. And then early start to prom season, did the Tewksbury prom, which was fun last night. So kicked off prom season. And I've never been to Salisbury Beach. That's where they had their prom. They bus the kids up to Salisbury Beach from Tewksbury. I didn't even know that town existed, to be honest with you.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah. It's a beach town. They had a huge event center that it was at. It kind of gave off OOB, smaller vibes, but maybe cleaner. I don't know. It was dark, so I couldn't really inspect everything, but it was right there on the beach. The only thing I felt bad about, it was so foggy that the room we were in, massive floor to ceiling windows on two sides, the whole big banquet hall. It's literally right over the ocean, and you couldn't see anything. because it was so foggy. Yeah. I'm like, damn.
That's too bad.
This would have looked, obviously they rented out the room because it's like an amazing view. It's like the Grand View Hall in the Blue Ocean Event Center, and you couldn't see anything.
Now, you may not be able to answer this question, but what was the vibe for dresses this year? Was it glitz and glamour, sequins everywhere, or was it more, I keep seeing this thing on TikTok, people are saying girls are wearing Easter dresses to prom.
No, it was
like florals.
It was, I would say, sequin. I mean, I didn't notice anything different. It was
black
not
tie event.
It was not florals. Like, it was definitely
interesting. Because back in my day, my prom dress absolutely had rhinestones and sequins.
Lots of sequins on dresses. The guys, I would say, dressed up a little more classier than I've seen. Like, some of the proms, maybe it's a Massachusetts thing because we're just classier from Massachusetts. I don't know.
Okay.
But the guys were all in tuxes. There was no, like,
I don't think that that's
cowboy
out of,
hats
out of the
or
ordinary.
Sneakers.
Oh, no cowboy. Yeah.
Yeah, there was none of that.
Okay.
It was all, like, tuxes, a lot of bow ties. Feel Good Friday. Nicole from Auburn, what are you feeling good about?
I'm feeling good that we are no longer sick anymore, and me and the kids are going to celebrate school vacation coming. I got them all in the car. We've been listening to the radio station. They've been excited about this ticket, so they've been having me call nonstop until somebody answers.
How old are the kids? What are their names? Shout them out.
Zion and Zaire are both 10, and Onyx is 8.
Nice. And they're Sesame Street fans? They want to go to Sesame Street Live?
Yes. Right, guys? Yeah.
Aww. All right. Well, now how can I be the bad guy, Tara?
You can't.
Favorite Sesame Street characters?
What's your favorite Sesame Street character?
My favorite is Cookie Monster.
Ooh. All right.
Mine's Elmo. Elmo?
Elmo's a classic. All right. Well, let's make it happen. We'll hook you up with a 4-pack. You guys are going.
What do you guys say?
Thank you.
Hey. School vacation week is next week, right?
Yes, it starts today. Today's their last day.
Perfect.
Oh, perfect timing. All right, what school do they go to?
Yes, they are at Sherwood Heights in Auburn.
All right, that's what's up. Well, they got a break from Sherwood Heights next week, and they're going to be able to see all the characters, the cast of Sesame Street on Tuesday, right, Tara?
Yep.
Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time,
Hot
man.
Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. 5 things you need to know.
O.J. Simpson has died. He was 76 years old. Simpson was a world-class college and professional football player who transitioned into broadcasting, acting, and spokesperson. His legacy became tarnished after the brutal murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman. Simpson stood trial for the murders but was acquitted, and now he'll never know who actually did it.
Really? You're one of those?
Listen, I was 11 years old when that trial hit, and I watched every single second of it with my grandmother.
I bet that
me.
You cheered when they said he was innocent.
If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. It was the trial of the century.
I would have been on the other side of the courtroom that was crying.
I remember my grandmother watching it. I don't even think that there was like sides chosen in my family. It was just a television drama at this point. Like, you didn't even realize that there was real people around it.
That is what's so messed up about it.
Well, how are you going to judge us back in the day for that when, like, girls nowadays love murder docs? It's the same thing. Just watch that for entertainment.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to...
You know what really bothered me?
I'm trying to think about what you just said and like think about how it's different.
You know what really bothered me? What was that? Maybe because it hit close to home and it was so... The time period when they dropped the series and the crime happened was so close together. Like, they did it, O.J. Simpson. Ross played Rob Kardashian. Like, there was a sensationalized drama that came out about that. But that was like years and years, like a decades plus later. The one with the girl that was texting and basically told her from Massachusetts, told her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, I watched that show and I did not like it. It made me sick to my stomach.
Well, what really creeped me out about that show was sad. I remember having the TV on up front and the trial was on, or the updates would be on when the news would play. And then it was so soon after that scripted series came out. And then I remember seeing the girl that played the girl in the story walk the red carpet and take pictures in front of like the step and repeat with the logo from the movie and everything.
Elle Fanning, yeah.
And it just felt so like weird. It's like, this is like a real story.
This really happened.
And here's this like actress who's like glammed up taking pictures on the red carpet.
And
it just felt weird.
Didn't happen too long ago.
No, that one felt so weird to me. I think that was worse. I don't know.
I think I was trying to like think about, you did have a really good point with people love consuming, you know, murder podcasts and murder shows. And I do love an episode of Dateline every once in a while. But for the most part, justice is served. And sometimes they never find who did it.
Like in this case.
I'm not speaking on this case. I'm talking about unsolved mysteries.
I thought you meant that they never found out who did it. Remember the Eminem lyric about Ron Goldman?
I don't.
I bet you Tucker does.
Yeah, he probably does.
I'm being insensitive. Moving along.
It is insensitive, really. When you think about it, at the end of the day, like, two families lost their loved ones and everyone's like, the Joseph's house! It's actually really messed up.
My point is, why are you saying this is messed up, but then you'll be like, oh, did you see the new murder doc on Netflix? It's the same thing. I know, like, you've...
The Night Stalker?
Yeah.
Because he went to prison.
Well, he died of cancer. Karma got him in the end, if you think that he did it. But the glove didn't fit.
I think it totally could have. If he just yanked it down.
No.
Like, I have leather gloves, and they don't just, like, go on. You have to kind of tug them on to your wrist. So, and he was like, uh-oh. Anyways, we all know how I feel about this. So moving on. And I think Caitlyn Jenner feels the same way.
In Herman, a school bus driver is recovering from minor injuries after his bus collided with a flatbed truck and fuel tanker.
That's crazy.
Yeah, get this. The bus was not carrying any students or other passengers, which is good. But as the bus turned left, the driver reportedly fell out of his seat and down the bus stairs. The momentum got him. Are you not strapped in?
I don't know.
You not wear a seatbelt? And so basically when he fell down the stairs, nobody was at the wheel and the bus careened into a flatbed lumber truck heading in the opposite direction. And the force of that collision forced the flatbed into a Dysart's tanker hauling fuel. This seems like a Hollywood movie crash that's happening out there.
It's pretty crazy.
And even crazier, just the bus driver recovering from minor injuries, thankfully. That would be me. Oh man, $30 an hour to drive a bus. I'm going to pick up some extra hours, and then my first route, I would end up down the stairs.
This story especially freaks me out because I was just having an epiphany last night about trust and trusting in society and trusting that I get in an Uber and I'm not going to get in a car crash and die, trusting that a school bus can safely take my future kids to school, trusting that the airplane isn't going to crash. And I was having all of a sudden...
Way to build up the anxiety for everybody that does have kids that sends their kids into a school bus and that is about to take a flight.
I gave multiple examples, so you can focus on that one if you must, but I'm talking about trust in general. And Tucker was trying to snap me out of it very poorly and was like, yeah, that's why you have to just trust society. That's all society is. We have to trust each other.
That was a great rebuttal.
Without trusting each other, there's no society. And he was like, why do you think small towns thrive? They all know each other. No one locks their doors. They don't have to worry about crime. If something happens, you know exactly who did it.
He gave you the try that in a small town?
Oh, I don't think he said try that in a small town. But he, as someone who grew up in a small town where everyone knew everyone, he was like, you're actually more at peace.
What was it? I was just thinking of that.
No, he absolutely, he wasn't like, yeah, try that over here. We'll kill you. He wasn't saying that. The topics, the discussions this morning are just absolutely off the rails.
Yeah, you know what? This is what happens when you go to Nicki Minaj on a Monday and that sets the tone for the entire week and you get home at 3 a.m.
We've never been the same.
No. There have been 17 times as many U.S. measles cases in the first 3 months of this year compared with the average number seen in the first 3 months of the previous 3 years.
Another insane topic.
The world's most contagious disease. It's one of them. Measles can lead to potentially serious complications. The best defense, according to experts, is...
You want me to say it because you don't want to be the one to say it. So you can say it.
Well, I don't want to encourage people to go get microchipped.
Real nice. Real nice, dude.
Get vaccinated. Basically, there's a lack of...
Well, because of the pandemic and...
Trust in vaccines.
The COVID vaccines and everyone feeling one way or the other about it. Now, all the other vaccines are starting to frighten people. And so they're not getting their babies vaccinated and their babies are getting the measles.
Right. And then a lot of people are traveling and they're going to other countries where they're picking up the measles and they're bringing it back here because they're not vaccinated and it's become an issue. So that is what's going on there. Maine Celtics remain one game away from the G League title after falling to the Oklahoma City Blue and the worst city in the United States of America. Oklahoma City is terrible. It's just an awful place. They lost 99-89 in game two of the G League finals. And I'm fine with this. You know, I wished this into reality. I said, is it wrong that I kind of hope they lose game two so they get to win it here on their home court? Now I'm going to feel really guilty if they do lose on the home court. So they need to win, not because of all the hard work that they've put in, but to clear my conscience. I need that to happen. I bought my ticket, so I supported the team and I'm ready to go. I'll be there cheering them on, doing my best. Six man in the crowd. I'm going to need to see them. They don't want to win it in Oklahoma City. Like, come on. bring it back home. Let's get this chip, first championship, first appearance in the G League Finals for the Maine Celtics. Let's go. I'm ready for it. Game's going to be on Monday, game three. Series is tied 1-1, best of three series, and we're hoping for the best there. Let's get that championship. I'm going to storm the court when we win.
Are you going to streak?
Yeah, I actually made a $500,000 bet that there would be a streaker in game game three of the G League Finals. And in order for that to come true, I think I'm going to have to bite the bullet and run out there on the court.
You might have to.
Today is only child day. Are you without siblings? Today is your day. Only child day. Today's my day. I don't know why I'm saying it's your day. It's my day. I'm an only child.
Your day, for sure.
Celebrate me.
You know, if you never told me that you were an only child and I just had to spend years of time with you, I think I would connect the dots and be like, yeah, this guy's definitely an only child.
Thank you.
I don't know if that's a compliment. But there are certain things that you do where I'm like, yeah, no, that checks out.
Give me an example.
I don't... Whoa, okay. That... Being annoying. No, I'm just kidding. There are certain things that you do where I'm like, oh, okay. Like, he's very me first today. And I'm like, there's certain little characteristics that you have where I wouldn't have.
Just generalize. You need to give me a specific example.
Oh, this is one. And you probably will get mad at me for this. That I was like,
I'm ready.
Yeah, that makes sense. So you had your own Girl Scout cookies. We all did. We all got our own boxes, but Dave left all his boxes here at the station. Haley and I, the first day we got them, we immediately brought them home. And Dave had left his boxes out here, and every day he would open a new box and he'd put it on the back table for everyone to come and have a bite, go and please as they wish. And you come out there, you take the last cookie, and then you left all the trash for someone else to clean up and just
walked
away.
I didn't take the last cookie.
Yes, I knew you were going to disagree. I knew that you weren't
going to believe. I've never taken the last cookie.
You took the last cookie.
Which one?
I can't remember exactly.
Tell me the flavor.
I can't remember exactly the
flavor.
I don't
think that happened. You can't just tell lies.
It may have been, it was one that came in the plastic. I think it may have been a peanut butter patty. I'm not sure, but it was like it wasn't the one that came, the hard shell plastic container. It was one of those. And you slid it out of the box. You took the last one. You popped it in your mouth. You stood there for a few seconds and then you stomped back to your office and then you left it and it sat there for hours. And finally, before I left, I said, well, it looks like I'm tidying this up today. And I threw it in the garbage.
I don't think that happened.
It did.
Did you watch me eat it? Did you watch this whole thing happen?
I was doing something on my desk because it's right next to my desk. I watched the whole thing happen.
No, I think what happened was
rewriting history.
I'm not rewriting history. I went, there was two cookies left and I said, I don't want to eat the last one. So I ate one of them and I left the last one there.
And then you came back an hour later?
No, and then you missed when Dave turned around in his seat and he grabbed the last one and he left the
Dave
trash
there.
Dave
wasn't there.
Haley turned around in her seat.
It was you.
And
we have cameras all throughout the station. So we can roll the tapes if we must.
Email me right now the date. We'll pull up the camera.
I don't remember the date.
Oh, well, then we can't do it. Five things you need to know.
You know what? That makes sense. Because as an only sibling, I'm like, does anyone want to split? As an oldest sibling, I mean, I'm like, does anyone want to split the last cookie? Like if I must take the last cookie. But you were like, yum, yum. And then you didn't clean up the trash.
I mean, I have been accused of that in my home life as well. So it's not completely out of the question.
Just something little, small like that, that makes you go,
Well, if you hate working with me so much, why don't you just quit?
I did. I cleaned up your mess and I never said
dramatic.
Anything about it
dramatic.
Until this moment.
Just being dramatic. Five things you need to know, man. How to Maine by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Accidents happen to be their specialty. 207 Call Joe or online at joebornstein.com.
And that was very oldest sibling of me to clean it up and just say, well, he's not coming back for this.
Thank you.
Someone's got to do it.
Hot Radio Maine.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
OJ Simpson has died. During this time of transition, his family asks that you please respect their wishes for privacy and grace. Somebody didn't give them grace, and that person was Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, I was going to say timeline was going absolutely crazy after this announcement yesterday. I gasped, of course, and I went, OJ Simpson is dead. And Tucker thought I was doing one of those TikTok trends. Tell me you've seen those.
I have seen those. It's been a while since.
I know, but he thought I was pranking him. And I was like, no, look, this is a news alert on my phone. And he was like, what?
I knew he was battling cancer.
I didn't.
I knew that he put out a video saying that he was in better health than people were making him out to be. I've also seen him on the camera on and Mace podcast. He's been popping up on there as a guest.
Caitlyn Jenner tweeted, good riddance, hashtag OJ Simpson. And I thought this was fake. And then I went to her Twitter this morning. And sure enough.
She kept that energy.
There it was. And everyone in the comments is like, this you? And it's pictures of the two of them from the 90s or the 80s.
Don't forget, she also killed somebody.
That's what, those were also the replies as well, in a car crash.
The Heisman Trophy Trust is facing some criticism after the organization's X account posted a message of condolences to O.J. Simpson's family. Shortly after the post was made, social users started to call for the trust to give Reggie Bush his trophy back. So I know you're probably not following this, but Heisman Trophy winner O.J. Simpson, before the murders, he had a pretty impressive football career, and in college won the Heisman. Reggie Bush also won the Heisman. Then he had it revoked after it was determined that him and his family accepted cash, travel expenses, and a house during his time as a NCAA athlete. Now, college athletes can make millions of dollars with the NIL deal.
What's wrong with that?
Back then, it was illegal. You couldn't do it. As a college athlete, you couldn't get paid.
So they took the trophy away?
So they took his Heisman trophy away. So people are saying, you can tweet out condolences to O.J. Simpson, but you took back Reggie Bush's trophy?
I have a question. Is that the trophy that O.J. tried to steal?
I don't know.
And that's why he actually went to jail.
The memorabilia. I don't know. I'm not really versed in that. After 11 years old, I kind of gave up on following the rap sheet for O.J. Simpson.
I feel like that would make or break a relationship. I was thinking about if Tucker and I were together in the 90s, neither of us were even alive yet, but if we were at that point in time, we were born in the 90s, but I was thinking like, now whose side would you be on, young man? And luckily, he agrees with me.
I gotta say though, like,
so we would have been smooth sailing, but I think if he disagreed with me, I'd be like, I gotta go.
When you're 11 and you're very impressionable, and the cast of characters that were involved in that trial, like Johnny Cochran had flair.
Faye Resnick.
I was a young, impressionable person. Also at 11, I wasn't dating, so I didn't have to worry about breaking up with my significant other.
I wish that you were just a few years older so we could have a more...
I'm old enough, all right? Stop trying to add ages.
Conversation about it. Matter of fact, I should call my parents, actually.
I did Tewksbury's prom last night, early prom season start. So I didn't have a real chance to dive into this album, We Still Don't Trust You, the second offering for Metro Boomin' and Future in a few weeks here. And it has some features on it. Guess who's featured on the album?
J. Cole.
Yeah, well, because I told you. After being dissed on the last album, J. Cole put out a diss record, then apologized. Now he's featured on this one. You also got A$AP Rocky and The Weeknd's on a few joints, and Lil Baby's on a song as well. A$AP Rocky dissing Drake. The Weeknd dissing Drake.
Well, A$AP Rocky, I feel like he can, because the mother of his children is Rihanna, the love of his life.
Well, that's what he said.
We all know Drake was obsessed with her.
I always think it's weird. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what Drake's done to these artists in his life, so it's hard for me to speak on it, or anyone to speak on it, I think. But I think it's weird that a lot of artists that Drake basically gave their biggest hit. You know what I mean? Like Drake and The Weeknd, I know they've kind of been frenemies throughout the years, but definitely set his career into a different level. Drake and Rick Ross, Drake and Future, like all of these people Drake has helped out along the way. And now they're all teaming up to diss him. I also think it's corny that everyone's going to jump in and do like a subliminal.
They're like, oh yeah, well, I don't like him either.
Yeah, exactly. They're all like teaming up against this one guy. Like, that's how big of an artist Drake is, that everybody is teaming up against him. And I feel like he's still going to come out unscathed. I also think, just put out a diss record. Like, let's go. I'm done with the
Maybe
subliminals.
Maybe he was tipped off that all these disses were coming, so he's gonna work on something massive.
I mean, Joe Budden said that something nuclear is coming from both sides. So we shall see. I'm done with the little side talk here and there. Federal authorities say Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter stole $16 million from the baseball superstar. So in the paperwork that was filed yesterday, Mizuhara was accused of bank fraud. If convicted, could be fined $1 million and spend up to 30 years in prison. The U.S. attorney said, I want to emphasize this point. Mr. Ohtani is considered a victim. Mr. Mizuhara used and abused that position of trust in order to plunder Mr. Ohtani's bank account to the tune of over $16 million. So we initially were talking about the $4.5 million. They're saying $16 million now he stole from him. Evidence shows Mizuhara took on major gambling debts with a bookmaker starting in 2021. He began losing substantial sums of money. He won $142 million $1.3 million, but lost $183 million.
So that's crazy money.
Basically, he was out like $40 million.
That's why gambling addictions really scare me, because you hear that he won $142 million and you think, okay, great, stop. But then he owes so much money in all these places that he has to keep gambling, and then he ends up losing it all and then some.
And then his kids can't go to college, and then Tony Soprano breaks his legs. Well, Christopher would probably do it. I don't think Tony's not going to do it for the gambling debt. It depends on how close they are. He said, according to the documents, he goes, I'm terrible at this sports betting thing, huh? LOL.
Oh, my God.
Right before proceeding to ask to place another bet. He's like, I'm terrible at this thing. Well, let's let it ride.
Stressful.
Very stressful. That is your Dirty on 30 Made Hot and Made by Side by Each Brewing. Beer, coffee, and food for sustenance morning, noon, and night. Get chicken and waffles for brunch this weekend at Side by Each, Minot Ave in Auburn.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. Yeah,
every morning.
All right, last day for these Usher tickets, 207-807-1104. If you want to see Usher live at the TD Garden in August, 207-807-1104, you got to do what?
Tell us your favorite Usher song.
And here's how not to do it.
Oh my God, that's rude. Well, I have two, but one's a remix, so it doesn't really count. But Usher, when he hopped on the Justin Bieber Somebody to Love remix, like that is the best version of that song. It's so good. But my favorite Usher song is Scream from 2012, which I always say the best era of music, and everyone older than me disagrees, but everyone my age agrees, just because music was so fun and it just made you want to scream and jump around. And I think music should be fun again.
Make music fun again.
Ow, baby, baby, oop.
All right, favorite Usher song, 207-807-1104, call or text and tell us why. And that is going to put you in the running for Usher tickets. We did it a little late today, so get it in right now. We're going to pick our winner right around 9. 207-807-1104. All right, Tara. All right.
Hell yeah.
I'll do it for you. Now I'm going to say.
Doesn't it just get you pumped?
I'm going to say mine next, all right? I'm going to save us. And this
time,
I mean, these songs are good, but this is not what I think of when I think of classic Usher.
I see you over there, so hypnotic.
Kasia from Wyndham, tell me your favorite Usher song.
My Boo. My Boo by Usher.
All right. Who's that?
Everyone in the car is in agreement.
Oh, yeah.
Who's in the background? Who's yelling in the background?
My mom and dad.
Aww.
All right. Classic, My Boo. We'll put you down for that. We're going to put you in the running for the Usher tickets, and we're going to call back our winner in a couple of minutes, all right?
Okay.
All right. My favorite Usher song comes from the 8701 album. I literally listened to that thing nonstop, back to back. I mean, the track listing on that was absolutely crazy. You got a bad, you don't have to call. My favorite, though, was You Remind Me.
Remind
Me. And I used to be big into like the barbershop mixtapes. And then there was this remix version with Blue Cantrell and Method Man of You Remind Me. I don't have that, but I'm going to play the original right now. We want to know from you, favorite
Usher song.
207-807-1104. And you could be going to see Usher. Haley in Auburn, tell me your favorite Usher song.
It'd probably have to be Yeah.
Yeah? All right. I mean, it's like the biggest song in the world for decades, so makes sense. It's a good pick. K-Ron and Bennifer, tell us your favorite Usher song.
It would have to be You Remind Me.
Oh!
Look at that.
Excellent choice. Just played it, and that was my pick as well.
Yeah, I'm an old school Usher fan, so that album, totally, from top to bottom, is one of my favorites.
Oh, it's a classic. Why You Remind Me? Did you have a similar situation going on in your life at the time, or you just thought it was catchy?
I don't think so. I think, like, but every time I hear it, I have to think about the fact he's not talking to somebody's face.
Right.
Because that would be a crazy conversation to have face-to-face with somebody.
Yes, it would. A lot of Usher songs are like that.
So I have to remind myself that he's not really talking to a woman, because that could never happen. He wouldn't survive.
No, that's not a real conversation that could happen. Nope, for sure. Hannah in Waterboro, tell us your favorite Usher song.
Well, there's a lot, but I think my favorite, like, jam song is Yeah.
That's always the fan favorite. You can't choose Yeah. Now you have to pick something else. What are you going with?
Let me think. OMG.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's on the top of Tara's list.
How old are you?
I'm going to be 29.
Mm-hmm. And that makes sense.
All right.
I like the songs that you can dance to.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
It's a fun one. Hi, Radio Maine. Hello.
Hello. Good morning. How are you guys?
We are good. You sound very cheerful today. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Tanya. I'm from Waterboro. This whole Usher thing got me in like a
Flashback Friday mood.
Say that again?
I said Usher's got me in a Flashback Friday mode.
Oh, Flashback Friday mode. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell us your favorite throwback Usher song then.
Well, I have too many, so I can't choose much. But my first instinct was Love in This Club, but the remix version.
Okay.
And then You Got It Bad. And then I went back to like My Boo. And, you know, I can't just choose one. Why do we have to choose just one?
I know, it's tough, but that's how the game works. So you have to choose one. Are you going Love in This Club remix?
All right, Love in This Club remix. Yep, final answer.
All right, locked in. All right, Tanya. And would you like to go see Usher live?
I have to. I have to bring my sister.
All right, let's make this happen. We're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets. You're going. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, you are in there. Yay. And it's going to be in August. You're making the trip down to Boston, TD Garden. Congrats, Tanya.
We are going. Yay. Thank you, guys.
You're very welcome. I'm the king.
Y'all know that. Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
I was going to put this in Dirty on 30, but we had a lot of stuff and we were going long anyways. We were talking a little bit about it off air. Scary Movie franchise is getting rebooted. Do you think it's going to do as well?
Personally, I do not, because Scary Movie, when it came out, what, in the early 2000s, it was seen as ridiculous, but it was fun. It was like a lighthearted film that you would go watch with your friends. You could laugh at it. It was supposed to be stupid, but I don't know if we really appreciate stupid movies anymore, do we? I do. I love them, but I feel like they're always like...
You hate all Adam Sandler movies, and those are stupid, goofy movies, just like Scary Movie. How does Scary
Movie... No, Scary Movie is much different, in my opinion.
All right.
But I like kitschy, strange movies, and I feel like those always go straight to streaming, or they try to open in a theater. Like, recently, I watched Lisa Frankenstein, and it was so ridiculously good. It was right up my alley. I loved it, but it went to theaters first and very quickly went to streaming just because people don't appreciate weird movies anymore. But I do.
I quote the original franchise on a regular basis. Grab my strong hand.
Actually, I have heard you say that. One of my favorite scenes of that movie is when the girl says, "Is this the part where I break my leg?" When he's chasing her and then she twists her leg and it snaps half. Like, that's funny.
What is that? Is it Anna Faris? What's her name?
No, that's not Anna Faris, but it's the girl who plays Nadia in American Pie, I believe. She's gorgeous.
Really? That's her?
I swear it's her.
Anytime,
oh no, Mr. Goodman.
Anytime Mashed Potatoes or like Hold My Hand or Chris Elliott's on the screen, I'm always like, grab my strong hand.
But do we had as Easter. A society enjoy silly, stupid stuff anymore?
We had Easter and the mom was asking for help with the mashed potatoes and I was like, I'll mix it up with my strong hand. And then I played the scene where he's like licking it off his hand.
Was everyone like, okay?
I don't remember.
You're like, no, you just had to be there.
I think me and Mora were laughing at it. I don't even think we showed. She brought it up on her phone. Now it's like not very woke of me to make fun of somebody with a deformed hand.
No, absolutely not. But
grab my strong
scary
hand.
Movie was making fun of all the other scary movies. And didn't you say off air that there's actually been really good horror movies?
I was trying to think of what new ones because I couldn't think of any.
What could they make fun of?
So I'm looking and it says Five Nights at Freddy's, Smile.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Megan were the three that they mentioned.
You know
right
what?
Here.
That actually makes perfect sense. And Megan was a weird movie. I haven't watched it yet, but everyone said it was so weird. It was so good.
I haven't seen any of those. I haven't been up on the new movies. I've been going back each Halloween and watching like the throwback series. So maybe this Halloween I'll do some catching up if they're going to have Scary Movie.
Well, who's going to star in it? I feel like that really matters. Like SNL people.
It's going to be like the Wayans brothers kids at this point.
That might be fun.
Yeah. I'm always bugged out at Damon Wayans' son.
Why?
Like he's my age. It's crazy to me.
Oh.
You know him from New Girl. Or you never watched New Girl. I forget it. But you've seen him and stuff. Damon Wayans Jr. And it's like he's a grown man to me, but I think of Damon Wayans as Damon. It's just so weird to me. Every time New Girl's on, I'm like,
oh no, I know him.
I'm like, how old is Damon Wayans? How old is Damon Wayans Jr.? And I try to do the math in my head. I'm like, how does he have that old of a son? I think he had him when he was like 20 something. It's not even like that crazy. I just didn't realize that. I guess Damon Wayans was that old. I have no idea. Also, what a crazy family. Like,
they're all extremely successful.
Yeah, crushing it. Production's going to begin this fall, and the movie should be in theaters in 2025, they're predicting. So Paramount Pictures throwing it on. Is it going to be in theaters or Paramount Plus? We shall see.
Like, when's the last time in the past 5 years that a movie was made like White Chicks?
Oh, you can't make White Chicks nowadays.
Like, silly, stupid, fun.
No, that's not.
Do those movies exist and I'm just missing out on them? I just typed in movies like White Chicks and The Hot Chick showed up. That was a good movie.
Was that with Rob Schneider?
Yes. Yeah, that was a funny movie. Big Mama, I remember watching that when I was growing up.
I think you also just got older and maybe you don't find the silly stuff as funny and you have nostalgia attached to these movies because you watched them when your brain was like not developed and you were 15, 16 years old.
I mean, you might have a point there.